Okay, we are back. Jim Buckles is on the line with us this morning, the president of BCS Consulting, a regular with us on this program. And Jim, how are you this morning?
Doing very well, Dave. Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing well. And Jim works with retailers all over the country, and I guess that means you travel all over the country from time to time, huh?
This is true. There's quite a bit of travel involved, but I'm a firm believer that at least once a year I need to have some face time with the people so that we maintain that relationship.
Makes sense. And you work in the area of finance, operations, software, and information technology, I guess. And also, one thing, in fact, the last thing we talked about on this program was virtual CFO, something that you had launched. Tell us a little bit about that and give us an update on it.
Oh, sure. Well, virtual CFO is a program that is designed to help generally the smaller retailer who knows that he needs better financial information, maybe doesn't even have good financial information at all, just gets a once-a-year statement from his CPA, and bring that to them on a cost-effective basis. What I do is I work with these dealers, go out and see them, and make sure that we're all on the same page, but then my staff and I take over balancing the checkbook, closing the books, making the labor accruals, making the adjustments so that they get confidential and timely financial statements. And then every month I sit down with the owner and spend half an hour or so talking about their financial statements as well as perhaps something that they're not doing or not looking at. And the idea behind it is to give them that expertise that they could never afford to have in-house because they're just not big enough. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, it's about the cost of a warehouse guy. But most of the clients find that long-term, it ends up being no cost because of the changes we can make in the way they're using the capital, savings, improving their claims process or whatever it happens to be, that net-net, it doesn't cost them anything, and they're a much better informed dealer when that happens.
Well, I'm sure a lot of these retailers are sort of shooting in the dark. They only know what happened when it's too late to do anything about it.
Exactly.
Interesting. Well, good luck with that. And it's a great idea, and certainly you're meeting a need out there.
Because if anybody wants to know a little bit more, we've got a website out there. It's JSC Services LLC. So that's JSC SERVICES LLC.com. And it's got a little more information out there. It's got links to the interview you and I did on it specifically. It also has a form and the phone numbers if they want to find out a little bit more about the program.
Very good. Tice or Surfaces is just less than a month away, and I know a lot of retailers will be going, some perhaps for the first time. And I thought it might be a good time to talk about preparing for it. Now, I know retailers, I suspect, go for a variety of reasons, certainly to see products and new programs and to talk with their suppliers and, I suppose, meet the brass of some of their suppliers, which they don't see on a regular basis, not to mention be able to expose themselves to some of the seminars that are going on. And I think probably one of the major reasons is to be able to network with other retailers. What is your take on preparation in terms of getting ready to go to Tice? My dead reckoning would be that probably less than half probably prepare well to go to the show. What's your take?
I think you may even be generous at that number. I find a lot of retailers go and they know they want to talk to their suppliers. They know they want to look at product, but they are not prepared for the discussions the way they should be. I mean, it's the classic, forewarned is forearmed. When a retailer walks into one of their suppliers, that supplier has made sure the information is available to the guys in the booth, who they are, how much product they bought, how many dollars they spent, as well as product mix, so that they have a real quick snapshot of who you are how important you are to them, and what kind of volume you do. As a retailer, you should be prepared with exactly the same information. And this is where you've heard me say more than once, there's no reason anyone should not be using a flooring-specific software. Because you need to know how much product did I buy from these people? And even more importantly, what product did I buy? Because walking in, you need to have a good, firm feel for what is going on. Because if you spend $100,000 with those guys this year, well, if they were the majors, they really don't have a whole lot to offer for you besides the standards. Spend $1 million with them, they're going to want to talk a little more. So it gives you an idea of how big a stick that you are swinging when you go in.
I suppose. Go ahead.
No problem. The other piece to it is knowing what you are selling. That is not a supplier-specific item, but instead going out and saying, okay, what are my top sellers? And every program out there has a way of accumulating this. The one I'm most familiar with, RFMS, has a report literally called Top Sellers. And it allows you to say, okay, for carpet, what were the top 10, top 20 products that I sold last year? For ceramic tile, porcelain tile, engineered hardwood, solid hardwood, laminate, whatever the categories are, because part of what you need to do when you're going out there is say, okay, my top selling product was this product from this particular supplier. Well, then you need to go that next layer down and say, okay, what was the construction? What was the fiber? What was the weight? And what price am I at? Because that arms you with, here's a really top product for me. Can I get a better price because it is a good product? Am I not taking advantage of my volume? Is another supplier have a comparable product with a color line that's acceptable that you can buy for 20% less, bring it in, throw out the other samples, leave the price alone, and increase your margins?
Interesting. I get the idea that, I guess as you mentioned earlier, a lot of retailers just don't seem to go through this whole process, and I guess that puts them at a disadvantage over their supplier, wouldn't you say?
Oh, absolutely, because if the supplier knows what you're buying and at what price and all the rest of it, they have the ability to just kind of schmooze you and tell you what a great guy you are and a great price you're getting. But you really don't know how much you're buying and if you should be leaning on them or not. And the other piece that people frequently do not look at is, what is your true net price? What are you looking at landed? Are you buying it net? Are you buying it with a discount? If you're buying it with a discount, do you consistently take it? And then what is it costing you to get it there? Are you using their freight companies? Are you using a consolidated freight company? So that you know what is the good price. Because somebody can offer you a price, and it sounds really good, but if you just lost your terms and your discount, and the price is essentially the same, and you're having to pay sooner and have to use their freight company, and it's a nickel more, you just lost. Mm-hmm. But the price that they put out there sounded good.
I guess even the sequence of the people that a retailer sees at surfaces would be important. You were talking about perhaps finding an equivalent product with another supplier at a better price. If you go and find that before talking to supplier A, perhaps gives you a little bit more bargaining power.
Absolutely. I mean, the people that you're doing a lot of business with, if their reps are decent at all, they're already talking to you. They're there. Mm-hmm. So it's important to get there, meet some of the brass so that you are not completely faceless. But at the same time, there's going out, looking at the product, suppliers you don't have, suppliers you do have that maybe you're not buying as much from. There are constantly market disruptors in the industry. I mean, one of the more recent ones is with engineered floors going into nylons. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, that it may or may not be a fit for you. But if you don't go and look before you go and talk to the people that you're doing business with already, you're doing yourself a disservice.
This is going to conclude part one of a three-part series featuring Jim Buckles, the president of BCS Consulting. We'll air the second part of this series on Thursday. This is Floradio.